Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 22nd of July 2025. Today's topic is Comrades in the Lord's Work. Our text is taken from Acts chapter 16 verses 19 through 26. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas, and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs, which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. Verse 22. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes, and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed, and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Verse 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Key verse. Acts chapter 16 verse 25. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed, and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Comrades are people in a group or organization like a union, who share a strong bond and work together for a common purpose. They usually have similar goals, experiences, or beliefs. The friendship between Paul and Silas in our Bible passage is just like comradeship. They were close friends who shared beliefs, a mission, and faced challenges together for Jesus' sake. Paul and Silas preached the gospel together, just like comrades. The common hardship they encountered while doing the work of God made their friendship stronger. They had common passion for spreading the gospel and worked together to build God's kingdom. Through trials and persecution, they stood by each other, sacrificing their own safety for God's work. Believers should learn from Paul's and Silas' amazing friendship. They must show unwavering support, share a common goal, and put others before themselves as they serve God. Prayer for today. Lord, please help me to be in unity with others in promoting your kingdom. Amen. Further reading, Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 through 4. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.